This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
We are so pleased to welcome live into the Joy Studios our favourite charity, well, mine, the RSPCA Victoria. And we are joined by Sally Meakin, Education and Learning Manager, to tell us all about a brand new pilot project that promotes animal welfare. Sally, welcome to Joy.
Hi, thanks for having me.
We're very excited. We love having you guys in once a month.
The RSPCA loves you guys too.
Oh, thank you so much. Look, I was having a quick look and tell us about the pilot. What's it all about?
It's really exciting. And I've been at the RSPCA for quite a long time now. And this is a project that I'm extremely passionate about. La Trobe Loves Pets is a really new initiative that we've implemented. And it's aiming to improve animal welfare through the local community. Because we know people love their pets.
We love them.
We really love them, and people are doing it tough, and so we're reaching out into the community and really helping people look after their animals.
That's really nice. So basically, from what I'm hearing, is you're going to go out and help people before they get into trouble when things can happen? Or
potentially, like, or if people are having tough times and are unable to look after their animals, we can help provide them with vet care, with potentially some food, a variety of things. So it's a really new initiative for the RSPCA to actually reach out into the community. But the area that I'm really interested in is the education area.
Yep.
So apart from that active on-the-ground work, we're looking at running some programs with schools and with the community health service around helping people with our pets.
Helping people with the pets.
Yeah, so we have some fantastic education dogs who go into a program in La Trobe at the moment at the La Trobe Community Health Services, where we've got some clients who are in a rehabilitation service who are looking to reconnect with their community, job skills, and so we're going down and helping them understand and learn about how to care for their animals,
yep.
But also taking down some fantastic education animals or education dogs to help provide that sort of tactile therapeutic element in some respects.
Well, we do know if you're struggling, emotionally, sometimes nothing's better. You get home from work, you're angry, your dog comes running up to you, sits on your lap, you pat it for 2 minutes, you can just feel that stress disappear.
And dogs can read us. Like, if they're part of it, they can generally. If you've got a good dog, and it's like, I know personally, my dog saved me out of a dark spot a few years ago. Oh. And I know for a fact that if I didn't have my best friend, it's an unconditional love, which, yeah.
And do you know what? We hear that a lot from the clients that we're working with. Many of them talk about the real love they have for their dog or their cat or their rat, any of their animals, and many of them have said that that's what gets them up in the day, gets them going,
wonderful.
Really helps them keep moving. So it's a really beautiful program that is based on empathy and kindness, teaching people skills about how to care for their pets, but also just developing that relationship with animals and connections, which often people, when they've been in rehab, kind of lose.
Well, you're right, you lose your community spirit.
Yeah.
And by taking your dog to the park on a walk, you're meeting people, so it's a good way to connect with the community. Well, I suppose if you've been incarcerated or if you have been in a drug rehabilitation centre or places, you have been separated from the community for so long, it's a good way to introduce.
Yeah, and often you lose touch with your family and your friends. You can lose confidence.
You can also lose something that I find really important is like trust.
Yeah.
And you can, whereas a dog and an animal and a rat, it has no ulterior motive other than to look after you and to kind of give you a cuddle.
Jess, that is absolutely right. And trust is the really big thing that we work with. We're there to not judge people, not to tell people how to do things, but to develop their trust and build relationships with not only the educators or facilitators that are going in and running the program, but with the RSPCA, so that our clients know that we're there to help, which links back into that whole Latrobe Loves Pets program.
Yeah.
And just having that therapeutic benefit of having one of our dogs, Scout and Charlie, who go in and sit with their heads on people's laps and look at them with their big eyes and really give that opportunity to just relax.
Scout and Charlie.
Well, we've got Latrobe Loves Pets. Now, if I live in the Latrobe Valley and I'm finding a struggle at the moment, whether it's to continue feeding the dog, it could be, I suppose we're encouraging people to de-sex their pets as well, which is very important, and it is a cost that someone might be how do we get involved? What's the criteria?
Okay, so for the Latrobe Loves Pets, you generally have to live down in the Latrobe
region.
Which
makes sense, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have a wonderful community liaison officer who's sitting in the Latrobe Valley in an office in a maternal child and healthcare centre who can be reached. We have a website that is Latrobe Loves Pets with a contact number on it.
Oh, okay, so that's different to your rspcavic.org, so you've got your own. So
yep, we do.
Tell us that again.
Latrobe Loves Pets.
Yes,
Latrobe Loves Pets.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's some information there on the services that we can provide. There's information, a telephone number that you can call. There's an email. And I know that Karen, who's working down there, is being inundated with requests for help, which we're so thrilled about. Yeah.
Kaz is waiting on the line.
So if this pilot is successful, is this something that the RSPCA would like to roll across Victoria, or will we be following disasters? I mean, because I know, you know, we've had some bad fires out there. We've had a lot of problems. Is that...
Look, we're putting a lot of effort into research and evaluation of the project. And obviously, if the research and evidence comes back that we're really making a difference, this is something that we could really look at picking up and taking to other communities.
Yep.
But at the moment, it's like, I think, about week 4 or 5 into it, so it's early days.
It's exciting.
It's really exciting because the community has so embraced us.
Oh, that's great. And
so we've just looked at it. It's latrobelovespets.com.au.
Thank you.
We'll put the link up
Make
on
sure
our
you
socials.
Check it out.
But that is fantastic. I always get concerned. The RSPCA, again, does not receive any government funding.
Mm-hmm.
So this program, like everything else, is on the behalf of wonderful beneficiaries who give you money, people who donate and do that. So
yeah. Look, we do get some small government funding for our inspectorate, but it's only a very small amount.
So that's for the inspector who runs around. Yeah.
But this project is being obviously run through donations that are made to the RSPCA. There could potentially be some grant money in there, but it's a huge project. It's one of the biggest projects that we've run.
I think it's fantastic.
Very excited.
I was going through and have a look. You originally did this with refugee children.
So the care program that we're running was originally developed to help refugee and asylum seeking students. So we noticed that a lot of those kids were coming in with, you know, really signs of trauma, but also language skills that weren't up to standards. So we developed with one of the English as additional language schools a project that addressed language and some trauma and therapy, but also animal welfare skills. So helping teaching those kids about how we expect our animals to be cared
There's
for in
so
Australia.
So much to read and have a
so
look.
So much to look into.
Have a look.
Thank you.
Thank
Sally,
you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Sally Meakin, the Education and Learning Manager from the RSPCA Victoria. Thank you so much for coming in. We'll put all the links on our page. So good to see you doing work behind the scenes that we don't even see what's happening.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.